these nuts.
Hey everyone, it's These Nuts. We are absolutely nuts about all things real estate, whether it is buying, selling, or borrowing. We cover the topics that matter to you, even the ones you didn't know you needed to be concerned with. We are your hosts,
Shane Hollenbach, nationally recognized loan officer,
and Jason Crittenden, one of the highest ranked realtors in all of Arizona.
And Jason, why does that matter?
Well, it's because we have some advice, we have some experience, and we think you should pay attention.
And do we have any promises?
Our promise is to keep this short and sweet. We're going to pump out 5 to 10 minutes daily of quality content covering real estate questions you've been dying to ask about selling a home, buying a home, or how to get financed.
You have questions?
And we have answered. So let's get started. So, Shane, the question that I get a lot, and someone's asked us recently, is they're asking about first-time homebuyer programs, right? Yeah. I hear that all the time. Hey, look, I'm looking to buy a house. I've been renting for a while, and I'd like to talk to a lender about getting that first-time homebuyer program. Like it's a thing, right?
Yep.
I call it the first-time homebuyer myth. So I guess the question is there even, because I don't want to misspeak, right? Is there a first-time homebuyer program?
Well, their myth is actually kind of is more appropriate.
Okay.
There are programs that you need to be a first-time homebuyer in order to qualify for them, but they aren't necessarily first-time homebuyer programs that are somehow better than what a non-first-time homebuyer can get.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know what I mean? So there are programs that are part of initiatives. There are some conventional products. There are mainly government products that are part of initiatives to get people into homes.
Right.
And so they give preferential treatment on some of these products that equate to basically low down payment.
I got you.
But credit qualifying, things like that, those are...
You still got to qualify.
Yeah.
Still got to have money.
Nobody's just granting you because you're a first-time homebuyer, like you have that cape on.
Well, actually, so you just mentioned something. Like, yeah. You know, you still have to qualify. You have to have money. You have to have a job, right?
Yep.
You have to make certain income to debt ratios, that kind of stuff. I'm assuming you obviously have to have a certain level of credit, right?
You do.
So if you're a first-time home buyer, what is the risk, I guess, to a lender? I would think because they have no history.
Well, you nailed it. The thing with a first-time home buyer that what they need to remember is that they don't have any history of paying a mortgage.
Right. Okay.
So when things are based on risk assessment, well, what is the risk of them paying versus not paying?
We don't know.
We have no idea.
Right.
I mean, we can look at their rent and we can look at, you know, their credit and all those things, but you can have some pretty tough credit and still qualify for that type of a first-time homebuyer or commonly used first-time homebuyer product.
I got you. And so like, what are some of the programs? Like if you're a first-time homebuyer, obviously it depends on a lot of stuff, right? What you qualify for, but what do you typically see these guys getting into?
The FHA is probably going to be the first. That's going to be the first line.
Is that mostly because of down payment?
It is. So there's a couple of things. FHA, it's insured against default. That loan is insured by the federal government.
Okay.
So that mandate is let's get people into homes. They're going to give you a little bit more latitude on down payment.
Right.
You're going to have a smaller down payment requirement. They're going to give you a little bit higher on your debt to income ratios. Okay. Because mm-hmm.
By the way, I want to make sure the listener understands this, but you are a licensed loan officer, but there's certain things we can't say. You can't say it's a certain percentage, this, because it can change and it fluctuates, right?
Yeah.
So we're just going to use kind of general terms here, like a lower down payment. Whereas I know some people on this podcast may be like, well, it's 3.5. Well, not always, right? And so we can't quote those type of things. We're just giving general information.
Well, I think that where we really got to be careful is when we're quoting rates and repayment terms, things like that.
So I'm
comfortable with it. Okay. We can go 3.5 as the minimum barrier of entry to get into an FHA. Some of the conventional product that are first-time home buyer is little as 3%, so you're about 0.5% better.
Right.
But you better have some really good credit to qualify for those, because the pricing adjustments, the lower your credit is, which FHA will typically ignore.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, pros and cons.
Yeah, pros and cons. So, and then you've got the other thing with FHA is maybe you had a couple of mistakes on your credit. Mm-hmm. They're a little bit more forgiving of credit.
Okay.
So lower down payment, lower credit score requirements, typically better interest rates.
Gotcha.
So all around.
But then there's mortgage insurance on those.
And there's mortgage insurance on conventional as well.
But you can't get rid of it. typically on a
on an FHA. An FHA did turn into what's called life of loan.
Okay.
But if you put a larger down payment, then that will disappear.
Gotcha.
10% or more, absolutely.
Okay, cool. So good things to know. Yeah. So basically what you're saying is you need to contact you, right?
You need to
find out what program, because yeah. You don't just stick someone in a program. Like, you would say, hey, here's your options, if they have options.
Right? Yes.
Sometimes they don't. But you might say, hey, look, here, you could qualify for X, Y, or Z. And they all have pros and cons.
A loan officer that's got your interest and a professional, they're going to show you a few options.
Right, because one of them might have a lower down payment, but a higher rate, or or maybe higher down payment, but lower rate.
And then we can get into down payment assistance for first-time home buyers.
I see that a lot.
And we're going to get deeper into that into a different, podcast, different episode.
Totally.
But yeah, there is a myth that just because you're a first-time home buyer, you're not going to just get the red carpet rolled out. However, it's going to be very easy.
Awesome.
To obtain.
So I would say that's that, right? So what is the one takeaway that we could give to the common Joe today?
That just because you're a first-time home buyer, don't expect that door to open. However, the barrier of entry to get into a home is actually a lot easier than you might think. And that's solid gold.
Yes, if you live in Arizona and you're looking to buy or sell or get a mortgage or refinance, we'd love to earn your business. Text LOAN to 602-975-2772 to reach Shane about buying or refinancing strategies. Text HOME to Jason at 602-975-2772. If you're looking to sell or buy in Arizona, or if you need a referral for out of state from my expansive national network. Guys, thanks for listening. Catch these real estate nuts on the flip side.